Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Alex.
And it's Matt.
So, sorry about last week. We were out. My voice is horrible. I got sick on Saturday and did nothing.
Still recovering.
Did nothing but sleep. And this whole week, I've had no voice. This is the most voice I've had in a week.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's horrible. So, sorry for that. The audio is going to be a little bit weird. We actually got together today. We weren't sure about my voice. We weren't sure we were going to even put this out. Yeah. And then we started to rant, and we started to talk about evil campaigns,
different characters,
playing
Skyrim a little bit,
Skyrim, like. Morality. We got off into like a really long rant. So, I mean, this is the best my voice has sounded. This is after recording, and it sounds really good right now. It might be the coffee helping. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll see. But we're kind of just going to jump into it. So if you guys feel like it kind of starts in the middle of something, that's because it kind of started in the middle of something.
Yeah.
We got to talking, and then I was like, wait, why aren't we recording? So I just...
Just no words. Just while I was talking, just turn around, hit record, and then turn back.
Shrug, why not? And I'm going to edit, and we're going to see how it sounds. So if it's a little bit weird, and it's a little bit unlike our other episodes...
That's because it is.
That's because it is, and that's the reason why.
Well... Anyways, enjoy.
Yeah, enjoy.
If you want to have more structure to it,
yeah,
have the players pick the quote-unquote main character. It's like, no, he's not the rightful ruler. It should be you. You should be the guy. Like, have that guy be the face or something. And then everybody's working together to get him on the throne because they like the way that he would rule more or something like that. And then at the end of it, you have the ruler and then the loyal generals.
Yeah. That dynamic where you could probably, like, pick an NPC leader.
Mm.
You know, like, you have, like, a couple, like, big-time NPCs that are maybe, like, even stronger than the party. Irrecognizably so. So it's like, I mean, you guys could band together and destroy one of them. But once one of them knows, like, you know, one goes down, the other one's going to know, and he's going to be ready for you.
Oh, yeah, completely.
So it's like, you can run that dynamic of, like, pick who you want to work under.
Yeah.
And what's going to be the most beneficial to your character.
There is always bringing back a long dead god. Have the players work cult style.
That would be cool.
Have the four of them come together, witness an event as, like, normal people. Get powers, maybe not warlock style, although at that point there probably should be a warlock in the group.
I feel like warlock would work really well, especially if you bring back a god.
Oh, yeah. And then they are all working together to get all the MacGuffins to bring this guy back.
Actually, death clerics, too.
Yeah. Paladins. And then any martial class.
Yeah.
I was about to say, anybody with a sorcerer, that's how he gets his powers.
I mean, it... Beyond, like, just the power source, I feel like any character can be evil.
Oh,
because 100%. It's just their thought process and their belief system.
Oh, yeah.
The powers are just a mechanic to what they can do. Like, coming up with a story to make anyone evil is really easy, actually, when you think about it.
So much easier to make a bad guy.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, that kind of comes down to the kind of the philosophy of life and death. And, like, I can easily end someone's life with my bare hands.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be conservative with numbers here and say within 60 seconds, I can murder another man.
Oh, yeah.
Barehanded. But it takes 9 months approximately to create a life. It's so easy to make the wrong choice.
Yeah.
It's so easy to make a bad character. Like, even through, like...
That place where that character slips.
Yeah. I kind of like to see it in other ways I don't like to because it's kind of cliche. The lawful good paladin, and then you break that person's character.
Oh, the transition into anti-paladin or blackguard.
Yeah, which are like, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of that because of that concept, because that kind of admits they know they're wrong.
Yeah.
Where there are a lot of bad guys who they're not the bad guy in their ideology. They are doing something for the world that is great.
Oh yeah,
it's amazing.
Not everybody is Darth Vader.
Yeah,
where like, she's like, all right,
who knows he's doing?
I screwed up.
Yep.
Might as well go whole hog into it.
Right?
Like, if I'm going to dig my grave, it's going to be a proper 6 foot. Like,
exactly. I feel like I just do like that moment of pushing a lawful good paladin to the point of no return.
Yeah.
Where, like...
You like seeing that flashback moment.
Yeah.
Back to when the bad guy turned into the bad guy.
Yes. I don't like the story of redemption for, like, a level one character.
Yeah, I was about to say, it doesn't really work when you start at level one.
What
it,
are you...
It's kind of weird.
What were the... What did you have to lose in the first place?
Yeah.
But, like, the... In the mechanics of your god could shut you off and take away your power. And now you're just a really good fighter who's not... Like, when you compare him to a fighter, not even a really good fighter.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's like... I want to see that happen at, like, level 5 to 10.
Let's say, I can see that happening at, like, a good, like, level 8.
Like, yeah, somewhere in that range. Just, like, they've hit their type of paladin at level 3. They have had some time with the power. They've gotten some power. And now they are, like, push a limit. Like, when, what I did to Tyrael's character at level 2, if I did that at level 8, you know, like, I did that for him to pick up the Oath of Vengeance.
Yeah.
So, like... He loses his the person who trained him, his master. But if that happened at level 8, and it was in a moment where, say, a, like...
The moment would have been so much bigger.
Kind of like a mugger moment, like where, like, a rogue guy just slits his throat for his change purse.
Yeah.
And and then Tyrael just...
The Batman.
Yeah, just and then Tyrael just runs him down in the moment. You know what I mean? Where, like... Because I... In ways, I don't like the system for characters where, like, they have a ton of HP and they're... What makes your body any more hardy in ways? Right. Like even
think,
a wizard.
I was about to say, I think paladins would probably be the one of the... Paladins or clerics. Maybe warlocks, too, would be some of the examples of, I can believe, an HP system.
Yeah.
Armor of God.
But, like, a wizard... Yeah, like a 10th level wizard, like, can handle a dagger stab. It's like, that's all assuming they see it coming.
Exactly.
That's what I liked about like Shadowrun.
Yeah.
Where my character, like, if I were to cast spells...
If you get
spells,
shot in the face, yeah. You just got shot in the face.
Yeah, my wizard character, he could sit there and duke it out with you, and you have the opportunity to react, and then the AC system can take over, and the HP system can take over, because the HP system assumes you're, like, getting glancing blows, yeah. Because you're dodging out of the way. You're not getting run through every time. You know, like...
Oh, yeah. And the HP system in Shadowrun is... I like to think of it more of a luck system.
Yeah.
Where it's like, well, the HP itself is more of a luck system.
Yeah.
It's like, this sword slash got you, and it got you pretty good, but you're still kicking.
Yeah.
But it also lets the person who's being attacked roll,
mm-hmm.
so that it's their chance to dodge.
Yeah.
And it's not just, you have this flat number on your ability to dodge or take a hit.
Yeah.
And... I feel like that gives equal opportunities to screw up,
yep.
And equal opportunities to shine. And also with Shadowrun, the HP and the HP system and all that, it's like you got your wizard and your street samurai. They can duke it out.
Yeah,
street samurai's probably gonna win because any street samurai worth their salt is probably gonna have some cybernetic augmentations and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking
just fist fighting.
The right spell loadout, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, will you ever even get close enough?
Exactly. Like, that's the thing. But, like, for the sake of argument, I'm going, like, fist fighting.
Oh, fist fight? Yeah, they're going to get wiped.
Oh, yeah. But then the physical adept walks in.
And beats them both down.
And will beat one dude with the other guy. Like,
yeah.
And that's because they have just augmented themselves to such points where it's, like, you can't touch them if they're up close.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not going to happen.
Oh, I agree. But, like, that's why I like the idea where there will be moments where it's just more cinematic for me to forget the game mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
And go, this guy, like, pops out, you know, tries to rob him. He's a paladin, the kind of, like, and the kind of person Axel was. The kind of paladin that would take you to rehab.
Yeah.
You know, he wouldn't kill you. He would beat you down and then, like, I'm going to take you to rehab because you're an addict.
Yeah.
You know?
You're coming to the temple and you're going to pray. So I don't care if you pray with a black eye, you're coming to pray.
So imagine, like, you know, there's a point where he's, you know, Tyrael, the old paladin from our group, Axel, who was a paladin of, Tyr, but he was of, the Merciful Sword.
Merciful Sword, okay.
Was the group.
I gotta go see them at some point.
yeah. The Order is, I got in my notes where they're based out of, where you can go find the temple.
They were based out of Ambrose.
It was. Yeah, it was Ambrose. So, hey, more reason to go there.
You're trying so hard to get us there.
you guys will have to go there eventually. But I'm at the storyline, what I just told you guys was pulling you towards the Elven Forests, the jungles.
But I can see a... Yeah. I can see a plot map.
I'm keeping you in the, like, eastern side of the map.
I say, that's the pre-level 10 area.
Kind of. Sort of.
Middle right of the map is...
It depends, because, like, anywhere... You guys could run into an adult dragon.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, if you do...
I'll find a copper dragon, and I'll start bantering with him. I'll see what's going on. I'll see what's up.
Like, my world is alive. I don't like the level capped areas. I like that, like, any area can be extremely dangerous. The safest places you're going to be in are the cities.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't dive too deep into the city. Because, like...
Poke.
There are, like, there are things under the layers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where, like, there could be a, like... advisor to the king that's actually like a gold dragon and like, you know, or something like there could be stuff like that, like because they can polymorph and
oh, yeah. I mean, there I mean are I bigger, like that's a thing that like a gold dragon and a silver dragon would do.
Yeah. Oh yeah, a lot of the metallic dragons would do that kind of thing. Chromatic dragons don't necessarily bother most of the time.
Yeah, they usually just go the more brute force kind of tactics, yep. Except for maybe, like, a green dragon.
Yeah, green dragons, they do shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
they're the ones who go sneaky with everything.
Like, in my world, there are a lot of the most dangerous things aren't just because they are super powerful, but because they're smart.
Oh, yeah.
And they are able to hide in society. Like, that whole thing with, you were telling me about the, I Am Legend.
Yes.
The book series, where, like, the vampires that were, like, there were two types of vampires.
Yeah.
They're
the living vampires, yeah. And they're the dead vampires. At least that's the way the main character puts it.
Yeah.
That's just his rationality behind
it. If you were to go Dresden Files, the White Court versus the Black Court.
Yeah.
The White Court were, like, we could pass as humans, even to the wizards, and the way we like, do things isn't brutal and bloody. It's psychic. It's draining. Like, we could actually taste across plenty of people. Like, there's a point where one of the characters literally has a job that's very social and in a way intimate without being, like, sexual. Yeah. But he is able to just drain a little bit off of every person there and, like, sustain himself.
He's got the buffet.
Yeah, he figured out a system that worked. So, like... That is, like, a way to go. Or you could just turn everyone to zombie, vampire, evil things that are brutal.
Has any one of them become, like, a stand-up comedian? And just started that would be off such of, like, a good
idea. No, like... we should do that. Writing into Jim Butcher now. comedy. Add that.
Right.
Where, like, go through the
or
benign.
Or, like, a burlesque dancer or something.
Yeah, like, drain a whole crowd. It'd be benign.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, especially if you're really good.
Yeah, right. but...
You end the show when you're full.
But the point of, like, you have a beholder that comes running into the village and starts, like, tearing down doors and messing people up. Yeah, he's dangerous, but he's a rabid dog. There's going to be a group sent to put him down. Xanathar, who works in the Undermountain,
yep,
and he works through shadows and he works through people, is very, very powerful. And dangerous because he doesn't have to go out and do things. He's not attracting attention to himself, but he's getting his plans spread quietly.
Oh, yeah.
And he's taking control that way. That makes him a much more dangerous villain to go against. Well, until, like...
Because you don't know how deep his things go. Beholder that just tramples into the village, you know that... You know what his plan is.
Yeah.
You know what's going on. And you know, at least for the moment, how far his plans extend.
Yeah.
His plans extend to... Destroy the village. Take over the village.
Yep. Very, like, very simple. Yeah. I know what he's trying to do. I know how to stop it.
Yeah. At that point, the only way you stop his plans is you kill him.
Yep.
Something like Xanathar. It's like, how far did those plans go? How far am I about to have to travel?
Yep.
Where am I supposed to go? Who am I supposed to talk to? This guy's probably got safeguards set up all around his mountain. Like, what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Death Tyrants and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Or not just Death Tyrants, but,
it's like... It's
like,
there's too many unknown unknowns.
He had, like... I think he had zombie beholders, like, protecting his, like... Though they actually wrote into, like, one of the storylines at Greenwood.
Oh, yeah.
He took one of the Seven Sisters. I forget who it is who was, like, the open lord of Waterdeep.
Yeah.
She just basically went down to Undermountain and, like, spanked him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she went down there, beat through his guards, and then he hid and, like, just projected to her. Like, kind of like the, just a projection, the, yeah. Like a disembodied voice to talk to her.
Yeah.
It was like, go away, I don't want to fight.
No, stop it.
You know, and then she's like, all right, I'm bored of this, I gotta go, like.
I have to rule the city.
Yeah, I don't want to miss dinner, so I'm leaving now. But you get the point. Cut the crap. Because, like, Ed Greenwood and like, the Seven Sisters are, like, demigods of Mystra.
Yeah.
You know, so there's all that crap. But, like. I love that idea of the villains that are, like, very ingrained. So, my world does have a lot of very ingrained, like, villains.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, like, it does feel like the same template of, like, really built into the world, very, you know, quietly ruling. But that's how the best villains, in even in reality, run their operations.
Oh, yeah. Nobody's successful.
Yeah.
Really runs everything through brute force.
Yeah. Like, a lot of my worst villains are going to be the very schemey types.
I can totally see that, because the more friends you have, it's a much faster power creep.
Yeah.
To put it in a mechanics kind of point of view.
Yeah.
So, like, I can be a level 10 fighter, and I can kick some ass. Or I can get 6 level 5 fighters, 3 level 5 wizards,
yep.
And like 10 rangers, and then go after you, and you're about to get stomped.
Right? Like, I like to see it as the life of stars. The biggest, the brightest, the first to crumble.
Yeah.
You know, the smaller stars last longer, but they burn dimmer, you know, like... You know, so that whole, like, I love throwing that big bad guy in there. There's, like, there's going to be a couple of the, like, or more than a couple of these guys that come in, and they tear things up magnificently.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there has to be.
But they're going to get crushed by the party, because, like, they have to. Now, will they get crushed in the first meeting? Probably not. You know, I've already shown you one of my brute force villains who's shown up, like, twice. Or throughout my campaign, more than that. Based on, like, the older campaign that ran the same timeline. And this one, he's shown up a couple times. And he's just a very powerful, like, kind of monk kind of character. And he's eventually going to come into a big knockdown dragout with you guys. Because it has to be that way.
Oh, yeah.
But the guy behind him, you know, he's the slow burn. He's the big bad. He's the one who's, like, in ways my Vecna. You know, except my Vecna, he's like my Vecna and my Manchun put together.
Okay.
Because Manchun's like Elminster's villain.
Yes.
He's like this, I'm never going to die kind of guy, which this guy is less of that, but the same, like.
More confidence than arrogance.
Yeah, he's confident, arrogant. He has the power to back up the arrogance, which makes it the confidence, I guess.
Yeah.
And he also runs a large cult in the background.
Yeah. You know, which, like, there's that.
Which I can't wait to get you guys, like, further down the line with him, because, you know, he's one of my, like, I'll spoil it now. He's the big bad. The big bad by, I mean, you guys will be fighting him in your 20th level.
Oh, yeah. Throughout.
Yeah. Like, he will be the issue. He will be the Tarrasque-bringing big bad. He's going to be the one that gives you guys that final fight. He will be, like, the conclusion, and he will not be easy. And I fully expect people to die. He is, like, going to be that, like, epitome of the game. I want to get there so bad, and I refuse to hop to just the 20. Like, I've tried so many campaigns, and people... you know, peter off and stop playing. But and what I've said to everyone is, like, you show up on a weekly basis, you will eventually be level 20.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have plans all the way through.
That's one thing that I don't get, especially as somebody who, like, I love playing. Yeah. It's just fun. It's just a good time. I don't really care for levels so much. I mean, right now, I get a little bit salty just because, like, I want to cast more spells. But, I mean, that's just
a warlock.
That's just the frustration that comes with a warlock. Like, that's going to be expected of anybody who plays a warlock.
What I like about the warlock is, like, if you have a DM that understands you need breaks.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, leaves you the opportunity and then takes the opportunity away, often enough in the right ways. Because, like, you want to leave that stress of, like, crap, I just blew my whole load in. What do you mean, like, there's another thing happening? There's no time to rest. I gotta run. Like,
I gotta go.
I guess I gotta get crafty with my cantrips now.
Oh, yeah.
So, plus, I mean, you can conjure your blade, so.
Oh, yeah, no, I got options. I just, it's the pleasant kind of frustration.
You have
that. I blow my load, or do I save one spell so I can Misty Step away if I have to?
And I gave you that Ring of Spell Storing. Because I feel like any caster, any player wants a Ring of Spell Storing. Yeah. Because the wizard could load up your ring for you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the night, it'd be like, you know, the fighter, hey, here you go. These, like, I'm going to give you shield and mage armor. Or not mage armor won't work, but shield, and I'll give you...
Shield, magic missile, and...
Actually, how about just, like, three casting as a shield?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's like, or give the warlock three level one and three smites.
No.
Would I then cast those smites at third level?
Or, no. They would come out at the level cast. Healing. Like, I loved getting the Ring of Spell Storing or, like, an Amulet of Spell Storing or something of Spell Storing, even the Ion Stone, and having the Cleric or the Paladin give me healing spells as a wizard. Yeah. I'm already back here. Which also, what I like about other fantasy games and dislike about D&D, though I understand their reasoning, sort of, is that spellcasters do not get any form of healing. Mm. But healing magic exists. And if you think about it, the deities use the Weave.
Oh, yeah.
The Weave has available the ability to mend flesh and heal. So... why don't casters get some form of healing? And they played with the idea a little bit for a level one spell that they put out in the Unearthed Arcana. I don't think it made it to the book. But what it did is it allowed a spellcaster to cast a level one spell and make, like, three small potions.
Oh, yeah, healing drop.
Yeah, and I love that.
Or healing draft.
I love that. Because, that you have to cast ahead of time because it takes, like, a minute. But then you have, like, these three small healing potions.
Yeah, warlocks could have got that. Or could get that.
I think that gives arcane casters they're behind
on healing.
They're behind on the healing, but they're able to heal.
Didn't the potions, like, last for, like, 8 hours or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's, like, cast that at the beginning of the dungeon.
Yeah, I mean...
toss those out.
Just, like, give them maybe up to a certain level of healing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it cuts off, or, like, after a certain level, but, like, healing word. Would be, like, just be enough for a wizard to feel, like, I'm beneficial. Because not all groups are going to be, they're not all going to have a healer. You know, especially when our games, we play with, like, you know, two or three players. You know, if someone has an idea to be a fighter, someone has an idea to be a barbarian, someone else wants to be a wizard, I got no healer for the group.
Oh, yeah.
Now I got to come up with magic items and plenty of potions, which my world doesn't, like... have a ton of healing potions that are, like, really, really cheap. Like, they're, you know, book price or more, because that's valuable. That's really valuable.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that can, that heals, that it heals people.
Like, your Tal'Dorei book, I need to look through, because I like the skill check challenge that Matt Mercer puts in on Resurrections.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that what most DMs, like, I feel the way that most DMs feel, is that you take away the bite of the world.
Oh, yeah.
If you can make it so people can just resurrect. It also causes a lot of weird issues with, like, really old kings who just don't pass on. You know what I mean? Like, because they're if anyone could afford, like, if it's just affordability.
Yeah.
With that so really expensive gem. Why doesn't a king
just to have
he'll have
a level 20 priest that just follows him around
the everywhere. First thing he's going to have is like, a priest that can cast it and, like, is going to be beholden to him.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, because, like, no one's above corruption.
Absolutely.
So, you're going to find someone with that ability who has a price. Especially as a king. So, with that said, like, that's why I don't like it. And I think that it should be risky to the caster in some way. And it should be a challenge to bring someone back. Does that suck for the players? Yes. Is that a good thing? Yes. Because if you can't just go, oh, we'll bring him back.
Yeah.
Now it's dangerous to die.
Oh, yeah. Now it's like you actually care about your life.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, a lot of players are like, they'll resurrect me. I'll just play a different character until we get me back to the village, and then I'll come back.
Or you can do what Acquisitions Incorporated did way earlier, like a couple of
His soul is trapped.
His soul is taken in hell. If you want your character back, you gotta go get it.
Yep.
So that you want to take that detour and your mission that you're on right now, you want to let that time pass while you're searching down in hell for your soul. It's like, you can do that.
Stinky. I love that.
Yeah, but it's like, I would also take that. If you wanted to still have resurrections be able to be cast at every left or right turn, someone's got to go get the soul.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a PC, your soul's got to be valuable.
That's the thing, too.
And it's like, there are
probably demons and devils fighting for souls like that.
Right?
So
you're not just the average commoner soul.
Yeah, I actually take that into account in my game, and I do have plans of bringing the Demon Devil War in. The Tome of Foes kind of, like, made it more viable to me, because now I have, like, a bit more information on it, without having to go hunting through old editions.
Yeah.
But,
Which, I mean, let's be fun.
I did have an NPC in mind that was one of the two. Just because, like, it led to a good plot line I had in mind. And it also, like, gave that threat of what happens when you die. Because I like to build up the... Again, I like to build up the investment in the character. But I think, like, back to, like, the main idea of a villain, like, a villainous campaign and making characters evil. Like, I think it's really doable.
I feel like the players need a goal. That will give them no reason to fight each other at the outset.
I also think that the players need to be clear on what evil really is.
Or what is your brand of evil?
Yeah, for like this. You need to like describe evil as not the puppy kicking like mustache twirling.
You're
evil
not a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, like you need to choose complex evil characters.
You are a force for badness in this world.
Yeah, like you're not just the thief who kills and steals constantly. Like, a klepto is not evil. A klepto has an issue. Like, I like to see the villains...
You're more a misguided cleric to Selune, who, to prove your love for your goddess, you're making it so the sun doesn't rise.
Yeah. I think that
give
sanity...
Give Selune her eternal vigil over the world or something.
I think sanity is the thing that needs to be discussed.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, I'm the insane werewolf guy who changes form and kills everybody all the time. It's like,
oh god.
It's then your character will die. The world will respond. I will send adventurers at you. And your group will have to deal with them.
Yeah. I feel like if somebody really wants to go for the insane aspect,
the Joker.
Go for, well, even then, if you can play a character that smart, go for it.
That's the thing. That's
the thing.
He didn't just walk into a place
and make a scene. Shooting it up.
He had a plan.
Yeah.
To do that, like,
it's like if you can play that smart and you want to go for a planning evil campaign, like, I could see that being super fun.
I would love to play like a Tom Riddle.
Yeah.
I would love to like the wizard who wants to become a necromancer, a lich, you know, Voldemort from Harry Potter. Tom Riddle was the example of a student. 4.0 grade average.
Yeah.
Guy was a brilliant dude. He was just a little bit twisted. And most people, like, who saw a little bit of it, were able to ignore it. Because he's such
a
good guy.
Just a little bit.
Because it was just a little spark of, like, when I look back on it, there were so many warning signs that I ignored or didn't see.
Yeah.
Like, even Dumbledore is like, I regret so much because I... saw things and I ignored them.
I could have stopped
because him. I thought that he would be better than that. And like that's a really great lawful evil character.
Oh yeah.
That is someone who is able to con the entire world, everyone who meets him, who's able to charm them, con them, and then stab them in the back quietly.
Oh yeah.
Like if you can play a character like that, who by the end of the campaign, I'm going to achieve my goal, and if you guys get in my way, like, you're gone. That's smart. And that's, like, a perfectly capable evil character for a game.
And going back to the insanity thing, if you want to play insane, and you want to go for that, you want your character to have its quirks.
Yeah.
Nobody in... Well, first thing, nobody enjoys playing with the Lalso random character.
Yes.
That is...
No one wants a murder hobo in the group.
Yeah. It's like, there's always a place for a little bit of murder hoboism. Well, I mean, a little bit.
If you think about all adventurers, they're kind of all murder hobos.
Yeah.
Let me, like, go into this dungeon, kill everything in it,
and get then the I'm taking everything, including the chairs.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of murder.
There are jewels that are encrusted in the chairs. I can pry them out. I'm taking the whole chair.
Yeah, it's like, that's the game aspect coming in.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's to be expected. Because, I mean, it's a dungeon. You just killed everybody in there. No witnesses, so yeah. Who cares?
But, like, you just keep it under control.
Yeah.
If you want to be like,
You walk into a tavern, you murder everybody there because somebody spit at you. Because you walked into the sailor's tavern.
Yeah.
Right after they just all got out of work and you started making demands, they're going to spit at you, and you kill everybody there. The town guard is going to murder you so hard that you won't have a chance to blink. If you want to play Insanity, play somebody who worships an old god.
Yeah.
Like a Cthulhu god.
He's just a little unhinged.
Yeah.
He's in control.
Yeah. But he's got his ticks. He's got his quirks.
Yes.
Like, you walk into his house... And it looks like a hoarder's house. He's like three rooms away. You touch something to adjust it, and then you hear him screaming from the next room. It's like, no, put it back!
Yeah, that's great.
And so they like, have those quirks, and then have his weird reasoning for doing things.
Yeah, or if you want to show people you're evil in like a really petty way, what's the name of Steve Carell's character from the Minions movies and stuff? What's the main character?
Gru.
He, like, the opening scene with him, where he's walking down the street, and he's like, let me snip the string to the balloons, the baby cries, whatever, you know, takes a lollipop from a baby and carries on down the street. Like, you want to show being an evil in a petty way that's, like, outwardly, like, menacing without having the town guard destroy you? Petty little things like that. Oh, yeah. That's fun. It's funny, which characters love comedy in their games.
Yeah.
Like, our players love comedy in their games. But, it's evil, it's chaotic evil, in a really petty way.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to get the town guard falling down upon you because you walked up to, like, the main cleric.
That's what you're probably going to stern talking to.
You're like, hey,
like, knock it off. Dude, what the hell is this?
Probably from a parent before a guard.
Yeah, probably. And then you're getting to shove the parent aside, and then the parent's going to go get the guard, and then he's going to even start talking to you. If you wanted to show that you're evil in a lawful evil way, you work as a, loan broker.
Ooh. Yeah?
You want to be a rogue? You want to be a rogue mastermind? You work as a loan broker.
Hell, and if you want to be a thuggish guy, you're one of the dudes that goes and breaks kneecaps for money.
Yeah.
You're late on your payments.
You're the fighter who works for the rogue.
Yeah. Totally possible. And I mean, like, there's so many ways to set up a campaign. Like,
I feel like an evil campaign works best in an almost purely city environment.
I think it needs to be centralized, or like very like goal, like the goal needs to be clear, and there needs to be a focus on it that keeps in like any campaign though. It needs to be something that keeps the characters together for a reason.
Yeah.
So they don't go. Why are we even standing?
That's one of the reasons why I like the original Dethrone the Big Bad, so that we can become the Big Bad.
Like, I think the easiest way, and a lot of people go to this first, is like, okay, you're all bad guys doing something good, and you're the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, it's, which I don't really like that.
I don't like it. There could be, you guys are all bad guys. Doing
the right thing for the wrong reason.
Or you guys are all bad guys. You're all evil. You have your own goals. And here is a big, like you said, here's a big bad who is threatening all of your
plans.
All of your plans for reasons. And if you guys can just get rid of him, then it goes back to the status quo, and you guys are all back on even footing again.
Yeah.
It's
like, I don't like that because everybody has different goals.
Yeah.
Everyone has different things that they're working towards that will distract them in the campaign.
Yep.
It will take them apart. Inevitably, there will be something where, even though they're going up against this one guy who's breaking their status quo and going to interrupt all of their plans.
Yeah.
Player A is going to notice that player C's plan contradict what his character wants. So then he's going to fight that character, and then other people are going to be like, hey, why are you attacking him? And then they're going to stop that guy. And it's just going to turn into a big ol' mess.
Yep. Or if you want to, like, throw out the window the very concept of we're going to actually go far in levels.
Yeah.
Let's go completely urban, 100% urban, on the streets, two rival gangs, two rival, like, thieves organizations or assassin organizations.
Yeah, or a new, and, like, you're the local thieves guild and Zentarum is trying to come in.
Yes. So, like, you have two, that way you guys are all technically bad guys. You guys all do evil.
Yeah, all
work together. But it's all lawful evil because there are rules to follow. There's an organizational standard, but you're all bad guys. You're all doing bad things. And you've got a common goal that keeps you all together.
I feel like that would even be neutral evil.
Maybe. I feel
you're
like
doing it, bad things for your sake.
I feel like it ranges.
Yeah.
And because you could also be the lawful evil assassin.
Yeah, but I feel like the Assassin's Guild would be more lawful and the Thieves Guild would be more neutral.
And I mean, I feel like Thieves Guild's, like, the way mine are built, they're not all rogues.
Oh, God, no.
Even the Assassin's organizations are not all rogues. They see the value in having a caster.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'll range the spectrum of rogues in there. There'll be a lot of rogues in there.
Oh, yeah.
But they're
going to be the easiest way to kill somebody is to stick a dagger in their neck.
But there's going to be a lot of multi-class. There's going to be a lot of, like,
Rangers.
They're going to be Rangers, Spellcasters, Fighters. Like, it'll go the whole range, even bards.
I'm thinking the Dark Brotherhood.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, in Oblivion, you had, most people were rogues, there was one or two casters, and then there was just one orc standing there in full plate.
Yep.
Swinging a battle axe.
He's like, I'm the one that meets them on the road.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you guys can go over there, and you guys can go and do all your sneaky stuff all over there. That'll be fine. I'm gonna be over here. I'm gonna go crush this guy's skull.
Actually, I just played Skyrim yesterday, and one of the first things that happened to me is I could leave the city, and an assassin attacks me. And and
you can still see the city.
And like, this character that I'm playing, I've kept, like, all of my assassin's notes.
Oh.
Because I'm petty.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, I haven't done the missions to become the leader of their guild. So, like, I want to go back and just, like, drop these at Astrid's feet. And I know she won't react, but it's my petty moment of going, like, oh, you want me to work for you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've killed 5 of your people.
Stop it.
Stop it. They're like,
I want to sleep.
Yeah. You send another person at me. I swear to all the Dremora, I will come back here and I will run this place. And then do the quest line and run the place.
Like, yeah, right?
Because I make my own narrative. But it's just like, I'm petty, so I'll keep things like that. Or, like, when my weird, like, little tick of, like, when I fight casters, if I run to a bunch of casters and they're, like, trying to beat on me, I take their robes. I leave them naked in the street.
Oh, yeah.
I had 4 cultists attack me after that because, like, the game was just like, hey, you haven't played in a while. Let me throw a bunch of crap at you.
Yeah, all the stuff that we had loaded up for you, we're going
to
do it now.
I went from Whiterun to the closest, what do you call it? Giants.
Yeah.
Encampment. Like, right,
just
right
straight
across.
Out into the field.
So down the field, right, I ran to three groups. Well, not really groups. So the first one was an assassin. Then I ran into cultists. I leave, you know, the 3 or 4 bodies naked in the road. Like, just took their items and, like, couldn't carry it all, so I just tossed it to the ground. But I just left them naked in the road because it's an insult.
Yeah.
The assassin, I left an arcane arrow, like, in their throat. It just, they felt like they landed on their back perfectly, so I was just like, funk, as a message, because I'm petty.
Somebody else is watching this.
And then, coming down the road, are the Thalmor with a slave.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like, all right, I'm playing a high elf or a dark elf. I haven't looked at myself in a long time.
Yeah.
But I play one of those two normally, because I like those two. I think it might be a high elf this one, because I just wanted to be more wizardy. And I'm like, oh, I can't let them go with a slave. I don't like the Thalmor, even if I'm one of their race.
Yeah.
So, like, first thing I do is start some crap with them. And just walk in and have a big caster battle with those guys. And then, like, leave them, like, stripped in the street in a pile. So you just, like, you can see my path of just, like, body, pile,
you know there's pile. A guard following behind you, like Sherlock Holmesy style. Just a pipe sticking out of the Whiterun helmet.
I would love that. That would be so funny. That would be amazing.
And then he's just going to bump into you like you're a Saturday morning cartoon villain. Funk.
But, like, I'm not wrong in any of this.
Oh, yeah, no, 90% of the time you were attacked.
The only one I attacked were the Thalmor, and nobody likes the Thalmor in that game. They are innately...
Other high elves hate the Thalmor.
Yeah, the Thalmor are a bad organization, and they were, like, taking a slave. So, I was like, you know what? Screw this. I'm taking them, too.
But say, if I remember correctly, the Thalmor even got kicked out of the Somerset Isles.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember a lot of, the lore of...
I need to brush up on it. I used to know...
I think the problem is that they go so out of chronological order. They just kind of like, wherever, whenever we feel like it.
Yeah, no, it's like Skyrim took place after Oblivion, but Morrowind took place somewhere after Skyrim, I believe.
Yeah.
And then it's nuts.
Like, Somerset Isles is when they just opened it up to other races. Apparently the elves are just super mean. They're, like, really just racist. Which I liked. Skyrim had a dynamic of, depending upon the race you chose, how you're treated by other people.
Yeah, like, how nice is the world going to be?
Yeah, and it didn't have any mechanical benefits or problems.
I think there was one shop or something like that who would either raise or lower the price, depending on what race you were. I think it was one in one of the main cities.
You know, I'm okay with that.
And I think there was one or two people who would, like, refuse to serve you if you were a dark elf.
That's fine. I think my... Actually,
or maybe it was if you were an Argonian.
My first ever character was a dark elf.
Yeah. Oh, have fun with that.
So,
you were just like, everybody's an asshole. Oh, my God.
Yeah, everyone was a jerk. Everyone was a jerk. And then I went to that city that really, like, it just treated them bad.
Oh, the one that's, like, the top left of the map or something like that?
I forget where it is. But it's the one that has the docks that go to the Dunmer's Isle. But what bothered me that they did... is that when you walk in there, there's a Dunmer, a dark elf woman, who is being, like, just treated like crap by these two redneck white guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even care what race you are, like Nord or what, or Breton or whatever, but, like, these two guys are just treating her like absolute crap. And then the game gets mad at you for, like, disciplining them.
Right.
Like, these two guys shouldn't be protected. These guys, you should let me sneak up on them and assassinate them with no trouble. Like it shouldn't call the guard. Like, I mean, call the guards as normal.
Yeah.
And all that. But don't, like, they had plot armor. Or at least one of them had plot armor. And that bothered me.
That's right.
Because, like, on purpose. Make that character a throwaway character. Make both those characters throwaway characters. Because anyone with, like, a thick morality, like, or a petty morality, like I do... I have, like, a really petty morality.
Yeah.
I followed those guys for, like, 15 minutes.
Just muttering to yourself the entire time.
Oh, I just, in the shadows, just following them, waiting and waiting.
Now, see, is that lawful evil or is that chaotic good? I feel like that's a thin line.
Really thin line. It depends on, like, that really thin intention of why you're doing it. I'm like, you guys are two really horrible people. Now, do you deserve to die? No, but the game only lets me, like, kill you. Otherwise, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, could I... Now, if they gave me the ability to challenge them to a fist fight, that could have been a really fun little mission if you let me challenge them to a 2-on-1 fist fight.
Right?
That would be really cool.
A 1-on-1 fist fight that they cheat at.
Yeah, that would be cool. And then, like, the woman watches and then, like, thanks you in some way. You know? Like...
Or
brings you to another plot device. That would be a cool mission.
You see that go down. She walks away saying, man, I wish somebody would go teach them a lesson. Quest accepted up at the top right of the screen.
Right, yeah.
And then you go beat the crap out of them.
You just, like, walk up and just, like, initiate a fist fight. If the game let you just initiate fist fights, like, all right, I'm going to take off my weapons. And I walk up and just clock them in the back of the head. And then a fist fight starts with two guys at once.
Yeah.
Like, first off, the game, to my best of my knowledge, only has 1-on-1 fist fights.
Oh, yeah. So that you have to, like, talk to somebody to initiate.
So let me do a 2-on-1. That'd be awesome. Just let me just walk up, clock them, and that's an acceptable start to this mission.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the two people that are going to have the best advantage on this are going to be the Orc and the Khajiit. Khajiit gets, like, +5 or something. Like, they get the claw damage.
They get more damage.
Because their fists, they use their claws. And then the Orcs are just strong.
Yeah, the, like, Orcs just...
They were built for the fist fight. Yeah. They're hardy. So... I think that'd be a really fun mission for them to add in, or someone to mod in or something. Like, just change the dynamic. Take his armor off. And, like, or even, like, let them have their armor. Because I'm not fist fighting them to the death. I'm fist fighting them until they give up.
Yeah, until they run away.
Like, just let me, like, just have that, like, teach them a lesson moment. That would be fun. Give it. Allow me to like initiate a fist fight with anybody.
Yeah. Let me walk up and just beat somebody.
Yeah.
And not get super arrested for it.
So for me, I've played every race at least once for at least a short term.
Yeah.
But my favorite races, because like I am a human.
Why would you play a human?
So why would I play, even though it's a purely, the race is a purely a mechanical choice in the game, like the RP really doesn't matter a lot. No. It will affect like how people react to you, which will kind of affect your response socially, but it's not a huge deal as far as the game goes. You could be whatever you want, but I've found myself moving towards the elves a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've played, my favorite characters have been the Dark Elf, High Elf, and Khajiit. Those have been, like, my three favorite to play, because they all kind of fit my roguish wizard character.
Yeah.
Because I always just default back to it somehow.
I usually go for an Argonian.
But Argonian has been one that I've played, and I've really enjoyed. One of the things I've enjoyed the most is that they have water breathing.
Yes.
I've had so much fun. I forget what the name of the Dunmer's Island.
Oh, Solstheim.
Solstheim. So I've enjoyed basically snorkeling off the coast. I have explored the entire ocean available to me around that island as an Argonian. I played an Argonian rogue, conjurer, so I conjured all my weapons.
Yep.
And I truly enjoyed, just one day I spent like 3 hours just swimming. And you could do that with any other character. There's ways of doing it, but just having it built in.
All right. Well, I mean, that was one hell of a
good thing. I just
rant
turned it on.
Yeah, I think you just turned it on, and we just went yeah.
Yeah,
and we just went keep going.
So I think that does it for us today.
Yeah.
Probably
going to be a couple obvious cuts in that here and there, but
yeah, we did what we could.
Yeah.
With my voice being what it is, and hopefully next week I will sound normal again.
Here's hoping.
Here's the hoping.
I want to stop hearing you hack.
Right.
Every 10 seconds.
Oh, man. I'm dying.
Which, by the way, kudos for not really coughing too much in the middle of the recording.
I did good today. So, with that, a little bit of house cleaning. Matt, we have social media.
We do.
What are those?
We're on the Facebooks.
And that's facebook.com/CursedDiceStudios. We're also on Twitter at @CDiceStudios.
Still haven't found that bird. Making the tweets. We are on the Weeblies.
Our website is cursedicestudios.weebly.com. That's weebly.com.
Great site. You should check them out.
Yeah, we have some news on there. We have a blog that gets updated as regularly as we can.
We got to focus a little bit more on that.
Yep. We also have our Amazon Associates links in our recommended games section. So if you see any games that we recommend to you that you'd like, you can purchase those through our links, and we get a little bit of a kickback. It's a good way to support the show. Yeah. Speaking of supporting the show.
Also, it's just being a nice person.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Speaking of supporting the show, we do have our Patreon. If you feel that monetary compensation is the way you'd like to go with supporting us, if not, we understand, and we love you anyway. Share. That is the best way to actually support the show right now.
Start talking.
We have like 3 of you listening maybe. And share the show with people.
I think 2 of you, we know you in person.
Yeah. So, hi mom. It's a horrible joke. I don't talk to my mom. But
hey sweetie, how you doing?
Hey honey. But my wife though. She doesn't listen. Yeah. Well. But yeah, share the show and get it out there. Tell your friends, tell your enemies. It's the best way to get the show out there, get us in front of people, and help this thing grow. Because we want it to be something big.
Yeah.
We're dedicated to it, and we're hoping to add a Twitter. Not a Twitter. We do have a Twitter.
Twitch.
A Twitch. I will learn the Twitches, and we will Twitch it.
You might want to get that checked.
My doctor said it's perfectly normal for someone my age.
Also, another thing that you can do to help, if you, let's say you don't know anybody. Send us in some requests of stuff that you want to hear.
Yeah, recommendations. We sit down and we rack our brains over what you want to hear. And we don't know what you want to hear, so we just come up with things.
Yeah, let us know if you'd rather just see us playing video games and banter like crazy people.
Yeah, if you like our personalities, Matt's really good at games and I'm really bad at games.
So I'll let you guess who's going to be behind the controller most of the time.
Yep. Matthew.
No.
Firemom. Yeah, so I'm really bad at games that have hand-eye coordination because my hands are, like, really bad. So games with reaction time and all that, I'm bad at. But sitting behind a DM screen rolling dice, that's my jam. I'll do that. And eventually I would love to see us get a live play.
It would be nice.
That would be great. The problem is we did this because we didn't have any players for our normal games. How are we going to get people who are dedicated enough to record?
Yeah.
We'll have to figure out. We'll be sitting basically in a studio space and recording over Twitch. Or not? Well, yeah, Twitch, but like a Skype or some other
something format. Like that. Yeah,
you know, with people over the internet, will probably be the case. We've been thinking about it. We're gonna have to vet people, you know, figure out a time that we can actually do it.
Yeah,
and also we're gonna need 2 mics, so that'll be in the future. That's one of our Patreon goals that we're gonna be putting up is when we have enough funding that we can have 2 decent microphones. And 2 laptops in front of us will be, you know, it'll getting down dirty.
It'll be fantastic.
It'll be good. We've got 1 computer that we can work off of, but we'll need another possibly. Just, you know, something cheap that we can build up together.
Something to throw around.
Yeah. That way we can kind of get our game going. And we'll be building a digital space. I think that would be really great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was actually considering, I love your idea of doing Roll20. And running it through that, and then somehow using, I'm sure there's a program, or like an Elgato would work on a computer, maybe, or something like an Elgato to like project it to a like Twitch stream.
Oh, that would be easy.
Yeah, you're the technical guy, I'm just the one that like,
let me work on it.
Says roll initiative.
Yeah. For now, though, I think that about wraps it up.
Yes, it does. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.